And what do you call the bread that is made from flour and baked into loaves?
The flour is from wheat.
Okay, what would you
call? And the bread is from corn.
All right, what do you call the kind that's made from wheat? What different things do you make from wheat?
Flour.
And what thing to eat do you make from the flour?
Biscuit.
Okay. Did you ever make the loaves?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Mama used to make it with corn. Then it was a pone, but it'd be light bread now. Mm-hmm.
The kind you
got? I don't know what they called it then. Mm-hmm. They let it sour, you know, and all yeast.
Mm-hmm. Your mother used to make it?
Yeah.
Did you ever make it?
I don't know. I don't remember whether I ever made any or not. I might have helped her, and I might have made some.
Mm-hmm.
But it's yeast bread, what they used to call it.
Okay. And what else besides biscuits do you make from flour?
You make dumplings and pie crusts. And
what do you put dumplings in?
You put them in chicken.
Do you ever put it in
beans? That's good in beans.
You fix it in vegetables sometimes? We never had that. I
butter beans and snap beans, it's good to put them in.
And you'd make just like a...
Just like any other dumpling, just like chicken dumplings.
Okay. Did you, the kind that's made from wheat then was...
Sunflower and flour or plain, either one.
Okay.
We used to make it plain, but before we... quit the farm, they got it surprising.
And if you made it not from wheat but from corn, it was not flour but...
Corn is a cornbread.
Okay, and did you make different kinds of cornbread, Miss Emily?
Mm-hmm.
What different kinds?
I make milk bread and make some, take an egg, you know, and make milk bread out of it.
And how was that cooked in the oven?
Mm-hmm. I cook it now, cook enough to give me 2 or 3 days at one time. And I put it in the refrigerator and I just cook my whole slice in the morning. Rather than cook some mini hoe cake breads.
Right. Now how do you make hoe cakes? On top? And is that the little patties?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make anything else out of cornmeal besides cornbread and hoe cakes? Remember anything else?
No, that's all I've ever made out of cornbread.
Did you ever hear anything called?
It's surprising too.
Right, now. You
mm-hmm.
used to have to put something in it, didn't you?
And I make some meal and some cornbread, some meal and flour in my milk bread.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called corn pone?
No, I never heard of it.
Do you ever remember having it cooked in the fireplace instead of on the stove?
I know a long time ago we cooked cornbread now, and there's a bunch of us. And Mama make it out in great big pones, about that long and about that thick, and put it in the stove, over the iron stove, and cook it. That's about the best bread you could eat. It was just plain old bread.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed it better than do this now.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can't get the meal to get half time, you can't eat it because it's all fine.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember seeing it cooked on the fireplace or in the fire?
Oh, yeah. We used to cook it, get the hot coals, light old coals, and cook it on fire.
What would you put in there to cook it on?
Just a regular old spider, and put a little grease on there. Pretty long as that, and then turn it over and let it cook on the other side.
Did the spider have legs on it? It was a little,
uh-huh.
And it would sit up over the coals?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a spider?
We used to bake potatoes in it.
In the spider?
Mm-hmm.
Did it have a lid?
Yeah, it had lids. And then there's a plain spider. We used to cook them on just a regular plain spider.
But a spider always had legs. You don't ever use it on the stove. That was for the fireplace.
That's what the old people used to use most of the time.
Okay. And what about, did you ever hear anything called corn dodger or anything like that?
Oh, them's the best things you can eat.
Now, what? Tell me about that.
You use them in turnips.
Well, what's that? Is it like dumplings?
It has some salt and black pepper and some green onions. The whitenest onions is this. You cook that up in there and drop them over in your turnips, mm-hmm. when they're green, right fresh.